Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, August 13th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's going on? Good morning.
What's up, Bish Bucks? And Eric Rickles here.
Hello, how are you?
Cakes, of course, in Kiwa Island. I saw him do his annual picture where he just takes a picture of his water shoes, which I guess now he's wearing Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like he moved a little closer to the ocean. You know how you usually be about 100 yards away from the ocean?
I don't know. I don't keep track of him that much.
I saw the pictures on Twitter.
I saw that he's wearing Crocs instead of water shoes, but I don't have his coordinates.
How close he is to the water. I just know that typically he was so far away, and we would be like, what are you doing?
Well, it's like because you finally moved a little closer. If you've been to Kiwa, which I think you have, right?
I have not.
It's just a big beach, and, you know, unless you're planning on frolicking in the water a lot, he just plops it down halfway there.
Yeah, first, yeah.
Yeah.
Gets on the beach and plops everything down.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, there's not a lot of people there.
But it doesn't look like many people.
Yeah, there's not many people. It's a
don't
nice
the kids
island.
Go in the water?
I'm sure they do at some point. But, you know, he doesn't need to just get all the way up to the shore and feel his toesies in the water.
Yeah. So I was looking at the Washington Post this morning, and maybe this article came out yesterday, but there's an article about Cousy, former Capitals star, playing in a beer league with just a bunch of like software engineers and everything.
You can't get it out of your system.
Now, he maybe just showed up to the Capitals Iceplex and wanted to get a workout, but it's pretty interesting. And I can't remember who told me, but just recently, somebody told me that Gio Gonzalez, who of course won a World Series here, was playing in a co-ed softball league in, I want to say, North Carolina or South Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally believable. They get bored. You want to play. They love it. Love the game.
I guess so. What do you do once you're done? You keep playing.
Just play. Just like you, no different than anybody else. Just playing in, you know, some men's league somewhere.
Yeah, we had a ringer on our soccer team. Sadly, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Who had played with DC United. He would play with the big team at times and kind of go back and forth. I don't know what they had, whatever they called it. But he came out to one of our Junkies appearances, and at the time we had a co-ed team. And we were looking to add women because we didn't have many girls on the team. And he introduced us to his friend, and she joined the team. And then afterwards, he's like, you know, I wouldn't mind playing with you guys. And he was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was great. Oh. My son, you know, so in the lacrosse community, they have a few summer tournaments for people because, you know, lacrosse, like once your career's over at whatever level it is, it's over. I mean, it's, you know, in Long Island and some places, they have some men's leagues, but, you know, it's not as popular maybe as other stuff, right? But they have a few summer tournaments that the community goes to, all the way up to guys in their 50s, right? They just go and they play in the 50 and over, 40 and over. Guys have heart attacks. They have ambulances. But you know, the young guys go too. And a bunch of the Marist guys, they've been doing it for years. They did it again this year. And it's funny how you know, if you're not playing it every day, you do lose it. And they were paired up, even though they were played in the B division for fun, with a bunch of kids from current players from Ohio State, Towson, and I can't remember what the other one was. And Steven was like, I mean, we had no shot. We got smoked.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And they're like 1 and 2 years removed from playing at the highest level, and it's just different.
I can't remember who told me about this Gio Gonzalez deal, but they were saying that, so Gonzalez is just having fun playing on this co-ed softball team. And apparently it got a little more serious where somebody wanted to move them to like a high speed pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, nah, not interested. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to hang.
Mm-hmm.
Is this,
and he was a super nice guy. When
this
he was
koozie, yeah. The koozie beer league he was playing, was this local or was this over in
Russia? Yeah, it was at the Iceplex.
Oh, it was?
Right there. We'll probably be there in a couple weeks. I saw Spencer Carberry was on the Jumbotron for the Nationals game.
Right.
So, I mean, we're going to be there before you know it. That season's dude, about to start.
Dude, I was at the range the other day. There was an event going on. And there was some, you could see like, actually, I saw Alan May, but you know how, like JP would go up to Alan May and say hello. I saw him on a 10th tee. He was convincing with some people. And I'm like, I don't need to say hello to Alan. He's a great guy. I have zero, there's no reason. I just walked by him.
It's in the middle of a round, too. That's a little tough.
It was a social thing, trust me. It was an outing, okay? And they're smoking a joke, and they're picking up hot dogs. It was a very easy situation for me to go say hello, but my personality is I'm probably not going to say hello. So I just went to the range, and so there were some hockey guys around. And the event was going on. I was waiting for them to be done so the members could go out and play. And I'm hitting balls, and there's a guy just pounding balls, bald-headed guy, just pounding balls. And I'm looking at him. And I'm going, finally it dawns on me, I go, I think that's Spencer Carberry. I think he's pounding balls.
Right.
I was wrong. It wasn't Spencer Carberry.
Luckily, you didn't say, what's up, coach?
I was wrong. It wasn't.
Why? Who did you ask somebody?
No, eventually I got a good up close and personal look at him.
Yeah.
But he was just like perfectly coiffed bald head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like just perfect. He was jacked, and he was smoking balls, and I'd seen all these other hockey guys. I thought, oh, well, Carbs is just over here just smoking balls out there. Thank God, I'm kind of a quiet guy like that. I'm not going to go up and say hello, because I would have said, hey, coach,
right.
And it would have been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
Well, once you saw his face, you probably would have realized.
I probably because
you saw him from a distance.
I saw him from a distance. He was probably 20 feet away.
Yeah,
he was probably a guy, too. Like, everybody's wearing their sunglasses now and hats.
Well, his back was to me, but he was just... What most impressed me was, A, he was Jack, so he's probably on Drabby's TRT, and two, his bald head was so nicely manicured that I could only think of Carbs. You know, just, it was glistening in this, it was just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, so I saw online a picture of him at, well, actually, the Nationals are playing in Kansas City, right?
They're in Kansas City, correct.
I don't know, maybe it was an old picture that it was at a Nationals game. Man... The Nationals, 25 games under 500. Remember when they started to tank a little bit and you were like, man, they were just 2-3 games under 500.
Oh, yeah.
25 games under 500.
I'll never forget. That's why I couldn't believe that the bottom fell out like that. But then they traded, the few vets, not that any of them were great, but they traded, some of their veterans. Yeah, but whatever. They traded them, and now, those are 4 or 5 guys that they were using.
All right, but they kept Gore. It kept like the studs, like the ones that we were worried about them trading.
No, I wasn't worried about them trading. I was advocating for trading him because by the time he is ready, they're not going to be able to resign him.
I'm just glad James Wood finally got out of his slump. He's got 9 hits in his last 5 games.
Yeah, well, he's too good. He's already proven. You know what I mean? He's proven commodity.
So hopefully he can get up to, end the year at 275. I doubt he'll get to 280. That'll be tough, but maybe, low 30s in homers.
Right.
Still a great year.
Right.
I mean, most guys go through slumps. Now, maybe it's not that long. I mean, it was a long slump for him, but he's clearly out of it now.
Andrew Golden wrote an article in the Post about his slump and what they did to shift things. And I don't, probably coincidence in reality, but Miguel Cairo moved him to the leadoff position.
Yes, he did.
All right. I'm sure that helps.
Shake
a little
it
bit.
Up.
That helps a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in 25 games, he was 11 for 94, batting 117. It's 43 strikeouts.
In theory, it's harder to pitch around to your leadoff guy, right? Because you don't want to just be too crazy. You don't want to put him on base being silly, right? So you got to maybe see a few more pitches or something. I don't know.
He said he started chasing pitches a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think it was just a
slump.
Yeah. I mean, could be for a million reasons.
They keep showing
and when
these,
you get enough at bats and you're that good, you're going to break out of it.
They keep showing these pictures and images and articles about Matthew. Is he really, really bad? Like his injury?
I think he was passing yesterday, though.
Yeah.
His disc injury.
Well, they say missed practice again today.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. Aggravated disc in his back. I thought he had maybe a shoulder thing. He had gone a long time without playing. They have like this, it seems like they have some special like truck out there for him where he's getting his therapy. Like, that doesn't look like a great situation.
Jimmy G's the backup, Jason.
Yeah.
Your boy Jimmy G.
Jimmy G might be the guy. Might have to be his guy. Can't wait till we talk about
I mean, they keep saying that they plan on him being ready for week one. I'm not sure about that. But, I mean, when you don't practice for 3 weeks, that's not good.
I'm excited to talk about the Commanders' burgundy and gold scrimmage, even though it was burgundy and white. They kind of reserved the gold, obviously, for quarterbacks, so you don't hammer them. But, yeah, by all reports, sounds like the defense had the better of the O again. You know, could just be – but there's a theme. A lot of times people say that's what happens. Defense is ready to go before the offense. But they're definitely missing number 17. No doubt about that. So
– they are –
Did you look more at the video of Terry McLaurin and Adam Peters talking?
They had lip readers, you know, everybody. And even you know,
what did the lip readers say? I didn't see that.
Well, you have people doing it, but also now, like, AI does lip reading.
Okay.
The AI literally it's wild. It's the wild, wild west. And, you know, they have something called hallucinations. That's a big problem with AI, where they just, you know, it's not.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's not perfect, and it makes up stuff, so you never know if it's accurate. But it said at one point, he said something like, I just want to play ball. And then there was I was meaning to reach out to you, let's talk later this afternoon.
Who said that?
I don't
that's
know
gotta
which
be
one.
Peters.
I don't know which
I
one.
Would assume Peters,
yeah. I don't know which one,
yeah,
but you know, it, John Kime made the point, because I listened to John's recap, obviously, of the Burgundy Gold scrimmage, as I always listen to him. And he made the point that, you know, I don't know what to make of it. It's good that they're communicating, but there's a definitive difference between the way Terry interacts with the players and the coaches and even the owner. He's all smiling. Mm-hmm. He's joking. There's definitely still tension with the front office. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's bad. It's good that they're talking. But he's a different Terry when he's with AP than he is with the guys.
Sure.
Which makes sense. Even the coaches and even the owner, he's joking and smiling.
Yeah.
Right? So hopefully they get it figured out. It's good that they're talking. You know, maybe, you know, got to play soon. How much longer is he going to wait?
I don't think he's going to play in the second preseason game.
Nope.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
It's coming up Monday.
I mean, he's missed 20 days of practice.
Yeah. I'm sure he's working out on his own and everything, but nothing could replicate real reps, you know, with the guys.
Goes to the meetings and everything.
Yeah. I'm sure he's locked in. He prepares. But, you know, you got to be out there, and you got to get the real reps, the real adrenaline reps that you don't get when you're working with three or four guys in a high school field.
Phone number, as always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, is 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.